Hey guys, welcome back to me versus my PMDD. I'm not in the best state right now. There's a lot has happened over the last week, and I got grounded, so a lot of bullshits went down, and it's stupid as fuck. I'm hoping it'll get better. Something went down that I can't talk about because it's supposed to be wiped clean from existence in about 6 months. I mean, it's wiped clean from existence now, unless for the people who know about it, but I'm not going to say anything. So let's just say I got in a situation that was taken too damn far, and I got screwed over for it, and there was no proof. No proof at all. Everything was fine. I didn't even do anything wrong. I thought everything was gonna go great. I thought I was gonna go out with my friend and have a nice time at the festival where I live. And instead, it just go downhill from there. But good news, I'm a nice guy, and talking to him for about a week now, and he seems like a very good person. And I don't want to lose him. He's trying to help me best he can with the situation, but I know he doesn't understand it. He doesn't know about the situation I was in about a week ago, but I mean the situation I'm in now he knows about. Right now, I'm just crying in my bathroom. Trying to just survive at this moment. But I got grounded, so big time. My parents found my jewel. And, you know, that's the story I'm telling. But, you know, they actually did find it. Well, one of them did. And he chunked it, and I was like, well, great, I'm never seeing that again. There goes my stress relievers. And, it's to the point where they now drug test me. For, like, everything, even though I only did nicotine, and it's very stressful. I'm trying to survive. They whip it out of the blue. I'm trying to do so much better. But since my stress reliever is gone, I brought up a new stress reliever from the past. And basically, over the last week, it felt like it was getting better, but, I mean, it did, of course it did in some ways, but not emotionally for me, for other things, like, outside of it. And yes, it's going great. I did some of my finals. I'm almost a senior. Summer's gonna hit next week. And I'm grounded, so I don't get to do anything, but at least the one I'm trying to date is gonna come over next week and meet my parents. I'm just hungry right now. So, basically, everything was going great till today, and I actually woke up. And I had a decent, nice time. And I slept well. I slept well and I got up at a decent time. And I thought today was going to be a good day, but I was wrong again for the 4 millionth time. And now I'm sitting in the bathroom floor going to tell you about it. Let's see, my mom gave me a list of chores to do. She finished quicker than I did, so she sat there waiting for me. But she looked tired, so she went to go take a nap. And while I did all my chores that I was told to do in a very good amount of time compared to how I used to, and I missed one thing, and that was to scoop the litter box. But I did do the fish, the guinea pigs, sort my laundry, clean up my bathroom and bedroom, make sure everything was cleaned up. The trash is in the big trash can in the kitchen. I did everything, and instead she complains about this one small thing, and it's the cat. So I finally scoop, and I throw it out, and then I sit on the couch, and we were gonna watch shows together. And I had my phone with me, and I had it all morning, and she looked at me earlier, and she said, "You have your phone, use it wisely." And I had, actually. I did not even get on it a lot at all. I only got on it once to check for fish stuff, fish maintenance, to make sure I was changing the right thing this week. And, she got angry because I had my phone. And I'm over here like, "What?" And she was like, "I told you earlier to, like, you know, put it back and why you had your phone." And I was like, "No, you didn't. You didn't even say that. You said be responsible with it." And then she was like, "You want to talk back?" And then my dad took my phone, and I just kind of sat there looking at him like, and they were like, "You know you're grounded, right?" And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And so, like, it went back and forth 3 times. I went back in my room. I had a rubber band on my wrist, and I was like, I don't even know how I got that rubber band. Honestly, I have no idea. It just kind of got there, I guess. I don't know. I was cleaning up my room, and I guess I picked it up or something. I started smacking it on my wrists. And it left marks and stuff, and my mom came in my room and was like, "Can you stop doing that? That's annoying," basically. And she said, "Stop doing it to get attention." And I was like, "I'm not. I'm bored, and this relieves my stress." But she went back in the other room, and then she called me back out again. And then she was like, you know, back and forth with me. And then she sent me back to my room, and then she came back out, and it just kept going on like that for a while. But in the middle of it, I was basically like, "Fuck it, you want me to be quiet? I'll be quiet." I grabbed the clay cutting knife that I had to use for my clay building little project stuff I do, and it was clean. And I just started cutting, and I couldn't stop. It was to the point where I had it on both arms, and I covered it up with my Snuggie. And then my mom called me back out there and was like, "Don't do it to get attention." And, like, at this point, they have all, like, Like, they've had all of my electronics for a week now. Except for my watch, which was the only thing with alarms on it. Because I don't have an alarm clock. Because we all don't use alarm clocks. We use our phones, because that's what it's for. And so I get sent back to my room, and they don't even know about the cutting at all to this moment. And so I'm just sitting there, and I put my hood up, and then I just sit by the wall, and I just stare down at my cuts. And my dad was like, before my sister came over, he was all like, came in my room, and he was like, "What are you doing? Stop moping around. Stop feeling sorry for yourself." And then he looked at me, and he was like, "Give me your phone." And I was like, "You have my phone." And then he was like, "Well, give me your watch." And then I gave him my watch, and I was like, "You know, that's the only thing I can keep alarms on, right?" And then he was like, he basically said he didn't care, and then he walked back out of there, and then my sister showed up, and then he came back in my room, and it was like, "You know, you gotta get up, come out here, it's family time." Of course, I'm over here like, I'm afraid I'm gonna hurt the fucking baby, and yet they have no idea about any of this. Meanwhile, I'm texting my boyfriend on my Apple Watch, though, and telling him about all of it. And that was before my dad came in the room. And I even texted my sister, who's coming over, that I needed to talk to her, and I got nothing back 3 times, and, you know, I was kind of upset about that. Like, she's in the middle of moving, and she has a baby, and, like, a whole thing to take care of, yeah, but she could at least, she has an Apple Watch, too, she could go, "Oh, hey Siri, can you please, like, send this to my sister real quick? Like, I can't talk right now." You know what I mean? I got nothing, though. Nothing. And so I was kind of upset about it. And, of course, I left to go get groceries, and we watched the baby, and I was forced to come out there and sit there, and my dad was like, "Stop moping around, take off your hood," and I was like, "I don't want to, but I'll do it anyway," and of course I didn't say any of that out loud, because God forbid I say anything. Eventually, I held the baby, and I felt a little better, but not really, and then they were making dinner, right? And we had pancakes, and my dad made a shit ton of pancakes. And, of course, I sat there like, "I'm not hungry," because the other night I had, like... I had, like, binge-ate a lot. And it was because I was stressed about, you know, everything happening. And so, basically, I'm over here, like... trying to survive. And eventually at some point, you know, I got tired of hearing him tell me to go eat dinner, and so I went in there, and I picked a shit ton of pancakes on the plate, and I ate all of it, even though my stomach hurt. It's just like I couldn't control it. I couldn't stop eating. And, of course, you know, my sister comes back in the house, and they take their kid, they leave, and I'm still kind of pissed because, you know, she couldn't say anything while she was here anyway. Like, what the fuck? That's not nice, not fair. You had time to come here, so why can't you talk to me? And so, meantime, I'm in my room. I go back in my room, and I just keep looking at the phone numbers for my psychiatrist or for my counselor, and, like, I keep trying to call, and the teen hotline, and all of it's closed, and I'm freaking out, and then my mom walks in my room and asks me why I'm crying, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" And then she apologizes, and, like, "We just want you to do better," and then I explain to her, legit, I explained to her, like, you can't just tell me I'm doing terrible stuff all the time. That does not make me encouraged to do any type of better. It makes me think I'm a failure. And she's all like, "I don't want you to feel like a failure." And I'm like, "Well, then you're doing a bad job at it, because I feel like I just feel like a giant exam. And, you know, like, I'm not gonna be good enough, no matter how good I do. And, like, I have terrible memory, and of course my period's supposed to be starting sometime soon, and yet I haven't seen any of it. This is the second time in a row, and I haven't done anything, and I'm just still waiting for it to happen. So my forgetfulness is even worse, because if it doesn't happen, hormones seem to just stack on top of each other, and then at the last second I just kind of blow up, or something like that. But this time it just kind of built into sadness instead. And my mom, you know, she was like, you know, we want you to do better, and I told her how I felt, and she was like, yeah, I'm sorry, like, I'll think about it, you know. And she wants us to get better and stuff. And I tell her, I'm not doing any of this to make you mad. I'm not doing any of this. I legit have, like, the 5-second memory of a goldfish. I'm not even kidding you. Sometimes it just happens like that. I don't mean to do any of it to be mean or disrespectful. It's just a thing. I can't help it. And no one seems to understand that. Eventually, you know, everything got cleared up, and she actually handed me my birth control and said, you're gonna start it tomorrow, because, you know, she had thought about it throughout the week anyway, and the week was good, and she was like, you're gonna start this Sunday, and we're gonna see how you do on it, and I know you're supposed to have your period this week, and it didn't happen, and now it's at the end of your period. But I want you to start this so you can get back on track. And I was like, okay, yeah, thank you. Because, like, I really needed to start it. It had almost been 2 months. And I'm sick and tired of feeling like shit. And still waiting to take my medication of birth control. And so I can regulate my hormones correctly. And I'm over here like, praise Jesus, hallelujah. And, like, I'm over here, like, I'm not even kidding you. I'm hugging my mom. I'm like, thank you, because, like, I needed this. And also my dad, by the way, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this yesterday. My dad, he actually knows a mortician, one of his guy friends, and he's going to see if I can come into the funeral home and look around and see if this is really where I want to go with my career. And I thought that was nice. Of course, I hugged him excitedly yesterday. And that was before we went to bed. But this time, you know, everyone's chill. We watch a couple episodes of The Midwife. And then I go in my room. And of course, I have nothing to set alarms on, because I'm over here like, I gotta get up. I gotta get my stuff done. It's like my OCD has gotten so much worse. I don't know why, but it's like I'm developing it worse. And I don't want that to be a problem. I know I get it from my mom, and I'm just trying to keep calm. It's really hard to keep calm when there's no one to talk to. But I'm just gonna keep praying so this gets better. And, you know, I've been really trying to be nice to them, and it's like, I know I may be grounded, but I'm still a human being. I still have some type of right, you know, I don't want to talk back, but I feel like they're fighting me instead of helping me, and that doesn't make anything better if all I get is fight, 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 and not a little fight, thank you for doing what you were told, or some of it at least. Except for maybe one thing that you missed, and it happens to all of us. You know, you'll probably do better next time, you know, good job. You know, pat me on the back a little bit, fam. Like, I don't get any of this every day, because I can't just look in the mirror anymore and it's been really hard to do that lately, and I can't stand it. It's been really hard. I'm just trying to make it through. So, here I am sitting in the bathroom, moping and crying. Of course, my sister texts me, and she's all like, after I texted her, you know, I'm sorry if I was, you know, bothering you. I just needed to talk to somebody. You could have told me. You couldn't talk. And then she basically blew up and was all like, I'm a mom, I'm trying to, like, you know, make the best of a stressful situation of moving and all this jazz. And I'm all like, I didn't mean for any of that to sound rude. I don't want to start a fight or an argument. I just meant that earlier you were here and you could have told me you just didn't have the time to talk. But instead I just sat there and I got nothing and I got my phone taken up. Because I was texting you about how I needed to talk to someone. Because none of my other options are working. And one of those options made me bleed, and that's not the best option. But I did it anyway. Why? I don't know. Just, I feel so guilty staring down at these and just being a disappointment. So, thanks for listening. I know this was a long episode and the first time I've updated in a long time. But I just wanted to let y'all know I'm alive and I'm just going through a really big stressful situation. But I'm praying to Jesus that birth control can help me. It's really hard right now. I'm just trying my best. So thank you for listening and putting your time of day to listening to this. I'm Livy, and thanks for watching or listening. Sorry, just 5 second goldfish memory, my bad. So I hope you have a good day. Bye.